This is KARA News. I'm Rick Holter. Bullet trains fire up regularly between the cities in Europe, and in Japan, the state-of-the-art can reach 200 miles an hour. Robert Eccles is determined to bring a bullet train to Texas. He runs Texas Central Railway, and his goal is to get from Dallas to Houston and back 90 minutes each way. Robert Eccles, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks, Rick. Glad to be with you today.
A lot of Americans have seen bullet trains as this pie-in-the-sky dream. Why do you think this is realistic right now?
It's really been about money. It's traditionally around the world a state-sponsored program, and the state comes in and builds to serve communities and political constituencies. We're a little different. Texas has not been able to put together, really no place in America has put together a political consensus to really build out a high-speed rail system. Mm-hmm. But we're a private company. We're taking a different approach. We have private investors. We have private financing. We're not looking for grants or operating subsidies. It also lets us do it in a way that makes financial sense and doesn't put a burden on the taxpayers of the state.
Southwest has more than 20 flights a day going each way between Dallas and Houston. American has at least 15. United has 9. I understand you're talking about 34 train trips a day either way. Is there enough business to support that?
We think so. We know that we're competing with cars. Our primary competition is probably cars, people driving back and forth. TxDOT's estimates are that there are 50,000 people that make this commute at least 3 days a week, super commuters between Houston and the Dallas-Fort Worth region. The market has changed for airlines. They're a hassle. You got to go through the security systems. You got to get their way in advance. I don't speak for the airlines, but they have not come out really fighting us on this project as they did the last time this was coming up, probably, again, because we're not looking for government subsidies.
What is the overall timeline?
We would hope that once we get through with these scoping meetings where we actually have lines on a map and people can comment on potential routes, that we can come in with a draft environmental impact statement, the next phase of this process in the next few months, finish the environmental studies and permitting process by the end of 2016. We would begin construction then in 2017 and be operational by 2021.
The idea here is pretty much parallel to I-45?
We're looking more to the west of I-45, a few miles. The interstate is difficult to build in for us. It's not as straight as people think it is between Houston and Dallas. You've got a lot of places to straighten it out. And there's some complications when you start dealing with the Federal Highway Administration and TxDOT and their future needs potentially to expand that roadway at some point. We have had a lot of support from the Texas Department of Transportation and officials at the state. Because they understand that this is a way to take a lot of demand off of their freeways, future demand, as the populations continue to grow. They estimate traffic delays between Houston and Dallas may increase the time from 4-plus hours now to 6.5 hours or more by 2025, 2035.
Have you ridden on one of these trains in Japan?
It's an incredible machine. It is fast. It is smooth. It is the safest ride in the world. It is in Japan, they have less than a minute delays on these trains running out of the stations over the full year, and they run a train every 4 minutes, 400,000 people a day on these trains. And you can sit on the train and work on your computer with Wi-Fi connected. You can get up and wander around. You can talk on the phone. You don't get the sense of the speed unless you look right outside or another train passes you going the other way at 200 right. miles an hour with a 400 mile an hour closing speed.
You know that most Texans right now have a kind of arm's length relationship with mass transit. Austin doesn't even have a city rail system yet. What makes you think Texas is ready for this?
This is a different kind of train. We don't have the kind of mass transit you have in the East Coast. Today, we're operating around freeways and cars, and that's our primary collector-distributor system. So it'll be very convenient for people to have their car when they get to Dallas, but not have to sit in their car for 4 to 6 hours on the highway between Houston and Dallas.
Robert Eccles, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rick.